Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Barton. The show for beer lovers is also brought to you by Fermentables. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Barton.
We're just sitting here, shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that job. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What is up, Scott?
Good to be back in the Edwards Food Giant studio.
It is, man. It's
how long's it been? Months.
A couple months because, well, actually, it's probably been, what, 6 weeks, 8 weeks? Because
yeah, man, it's been.
The last show we had, or actually the last scheduled show, we got booted off there for a good reason.
Razorbacks
and NCAA first round, first night, Razorbacks. So that was a real good reason to get booted off. And then before that, we were at our friends over at Blade and Barrow. And then before that, we were at kind of our last hurrah.
First anniversary of Blade and Barrel. Did you get by there and try the
I did not.
Barrel? You know I did.
I know
I tried it, and it was very good.
We'll get to that. I want to ask you about it. But then before that, we kind of did our last hurrah of Fermentables. Nothing was there, but, you know, Mike wanted to have us out one last time. And we, let me tell you, we had some excellent beers there that night, some beers that Mike had just had sitting around.
Some good beers have flowed in that facility through the years. I think we sent it out on a pretty good note.
And spoke with Mike today. He couldn't make it in tonight, but he is you know, he's gonna be a part of the show still as much as ever as he can. And hopefully if I ever get out to the nursery, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah,
we're gonna get those guys
weekend
on board.
May go by there this weekend. I saw
get with Bo
doing some brewing.
See about getting those guys on board to kind of jump in there, and let's help promote them and get them a sponsorship here on the on Tap Time.
Yeah, good dude. And they're doing some hiring right now if anybody's looking for a job.
Yep. Probably about to get to their busy time of year just due to the fact of they are a nursery and they, you know, that's a lot of their business. And, you know, I noticed it. I hate to get off subject.
No, you don't.
Well, yeah, I do it. It's a rabbit hole I get down. So I noticed it, like, at all. I'm driving home, I think, was it on Tuesday? And all of a sudden, I look up in all the trees, and I'm like, man, where did all that come
from?
Here we go. And I get home, and literally the hood and windshield of my car is yellow. And I was like, it's here. It's like,
yeah, I'm doing my best not to sniffle the whole time we're on the air right now.
You know, I went to New Orleans, about a month ago for Mardi Gras, and I got sick. Not COVID. I tested negative for that. I went down there, and I came back with a heinous sinus infection that literally I battled for 4 weeks. And I just went through my second round of antibiotics and finished it off, you know, late last week. But it literally, I got through the first round, thought I was good. And about 3 days later, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Now, I've come back from New Orleans not feeling well before. I didn't blame it on pollen or anything.
Well, Look, I know what I'm not saying. I'm not saying I got sick because of New Orleans, and I realized I was there for 2 days.
It will lower your immune system.
I may have done some things that might have killed my immune system for a few days that didn't quite help the sinus infection.
Speaking of, I'm heading down in 2 weeks. So
I know that.
Hope you didn't drink at all.
No, I didn't. We're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to figure out that show. Maybe let me reach out.
Oh, that's right. I won't be here 2 weeks from tonight because I shall be in New Orleans.
Maybe we can get a call in if we have a show that night.
You don't want to talk to me at 7 o'clock on my first night there.
I would like to because you will. Which I'm going to get into in a minute.
What am I saying? I'm probably just as coherent as I am when we're in the station. I don't know if it matters.
I'm going to get into it in a minute because I have noticed something. Anybody that follows you on Woo Pig Brewery on Twitter or as we're friends on Facebook, Scott made it. And by the way, we've got guests in here tonight. We're going to get to them eventually.
They're asleep. We got our old buddy
John Lee in tonight, and we have our new friend, Heather Parker Foster. So
my new friend. I've known
well,
her.
I'm my new
well,
friend.
You're a new friend.
My
okay.
new friend. I met Heather today. So we're going to talk to them here in a minute, but I didn't want to be rude, and they may have some people listening and waiting.
Maybe they're not there tonight, honey. Yeah. They're here.
Yeah, they're here. But anyway, I don't even know where I was going. Oh, yeah. You made a vow at the beginning of the year with –
50 different breweries.
50 different breweries. Getting back
year.
To the old Scott.
Yeah,
The Scott that was pre-COVID that went 50. You laughed at 50 breweries. And
One year, because I keep up. Yeah. 1 year I did 62 different breweries.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 50 breweries is a laugh for you. You're like, I can do
Sadly,
that.
Sadly, in the last few years, though, you know, it's been tough. A lot of places are closed. We were just not traveling at all until we got fully vaccinated and everywhere started opening up because – just wasn't as fun, even when it kind of started opening, it just wasn't as fun. And now everything's going again, and you kind of know the things to do and not to do, and you wash a lot of hands, and we still wear some masks when we're supposed to wear a mask.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm with you. I will say I've gotten a little lazy in the mask. I've kind of pretty much quit wearing it with the exception of, you know, if I'm somewhere where there's just a ton of people.
Yeah, for the most part.
I've got a daughter that plays volleyball. When you go to a convention center, when there's 1,000 people in there, you kind of feel like, eh. But even the last one we were at, like 2 weeks ago here in Little Rock, I didn't really wear a mask. I had it with me, didn't wear it. But now I'm getting to the point, I kind of feel pretty safe. And I think anybody that's been as safe as I know you have, you and Kelly, the last 2 years, now that you guys are venturing out, it's kind of like the world, it's okay. We can
follow
start getting out.
To freedom.
Yeah. But
No, but I carry my mask, and if I walk up somewhere and the employees all have masks, I'll probably put it on because I don't know what they're facing. Someone in there may have a compromised immune system, and if that's what they're doing, that's what I'll do because I've got a mask with me all the time. But I didn't mean to get off on the mask subject there.
Well, hey,
wear it when you can. I don't wear it everywhere anymore. Either, but
I think that's the point being is now people can start to get out a little bit more and feel safer. And you guys are
you're
starting on your brewery tour. And I noticed this past weekend you made it one we've had on the show. One I'm excited to get them on. You kind of made it down to South Arkansas and visited our friends at
I'd been meaning to go to Three Birds.
You didn't go to Camden?
On the way down, I said, well, we're driving right
through
Camden.
Native Dog.
And we'd been the Native Dog, and we already know they're great. So we're like, let's just stop in for a few beers and some food. And
then you went down to Three Birds in El Dorado.
Yeah, and we got all the way down to Three Birds. And that's the first time I've been there, yeah. And it's a great little place. Yeah. And I mentioned this to you, but we'll say it on the air. They're about to have their first anniversary. And so two shows from tonight, they're going to be on the show. They got a lot of stuff to tell us, a lot going on.
I mean,
1 year,
One year, you think about in the last, you know, couple months, you had Blade and Barrel that just celebrated their 1 year. Now you have, and I would bet within the last 6 months, I would bet Native Dog.
It's right around
maybe fall that they opened of a year ago or something.
It's been a little over a year for them, I'm pretty sure, because they were open before Three Birds because. It's Brad and Rachel at Three Birds, and he was brewing some at Native Dog before he opened it. When Native Dog got open in Camden, they were the only brewery down there. The nearest brewery was 93 miles away in Hot Springs. And now El Dorado and Camden just aren't that far apart. It's a nice little drive, we found out. I'd never been to El Dorado.
I lived there once.
It's a neat town, man. That downtown they've really fixed up. There's a lot of cool stuff to do. We ended up grabbing – there's a hotel right across the street – And we sat there all night. The Razorbacks were playing, and we
so y'all
there
spent the night.
Yeah,
and that's good.
No way
a lot
I'm driving
time,
back after well, no, I know going there because I like I want to try every beer you got.
Yeah, a lot of times I know you like to go for the day and have a couple beers, and it kind of impedes on what you can actually do. But
yeah, I'll do a few half pours because I want to try everything. Yeah. But you don't want to be driving these roads in Arkansas after
no, well,
a beer
you shouldn't,
or two.
You shouldn't. You it doesn't matter if you're going a half a mile or 500 miles. You should never get behind the wheel after consuming a copious amount.
As many
of
as I consumed
booze.
That night
yes.
at Three Birds. But I was staying across the street. I wanted to try everything you had. They had five of their own beers on.
So do they have beers
good quality
of other people's
beer, man.
As well?
No, they have – well, actually, they did have some ciders and, yeah. and a few other things. Well, now that you mention it, I believe they did have some other people's beers on, too, to fill the tap wall.
Well, and I get that.
Because he's
in
a small
know.
System. It's real small, and he's turning them over pretty quick. And they've done a lot of beers in their first year, and some they sell through really fast. So I don't know if they're going to expand theirs pretty soon. We'll hit them up that night and get all the scoop. But yeah, we got to stop and talk to Bobby Lauren, wasn't it? Native Dog. But
now, are they going to call in, or they want to make the
Brad,
trek?
They're going to – they don't know yet.
Uh-huh.
So either way, we'll
– that'd be fun. We should convince them to come up, and they need to come.
Well, we wouldn't have – yeah, because we wouldn't have any beer unless they come up, because they're not doing any canning yet. But you can get growlers. But Native Dog, we talked to Bobby, and one of the things – we were sitting out there talking to him, and he's the owner, he and his wife, Lauren, there in Camden. And I said, when are you guys going to have cans? And he's like, you just walked right by it. There's a big cooler at the front door, and they're doing pint cans. And he's just printed up some new labels with an artist there, and they look really cool. And he's got quite a few beers in cans. So when
now,
you go down and visit them, you can bring home a bunch of stuff now like I did.
So do they have a hand canner, or do they actually have a small mechanical?
I think they've got a small – I didn't get back there.
Yeah.
We were sitting outside. There's a huge dog park outside kind of built in the – and it's a blast
hence
to sit out there and watch.
Native
the,
Dog Brewery.
I got to see Baxter, the dog. That's the first time I see Baxter.
I remember we talked about
him. He's a celebrity,
him.
Man. Yeah. The guy's walking around the brewery, and every kid, oh, Baxter, and they're petting him and doing all these things. That's a neat brewery, and they – make really good beer.
So let me ask you this question, not to put you on the spot, because I'm pretty sure you're going to say all of them. You were at a couple breweries in South Arkansas this weekend. You know, 10 years ago, you probably would have laughed and said, no way. 20 years ago, you would have been really saying no way. And they're making great beer. So what was maybe your favorite beer you had?
All of them. No,
yeah, exactly. I knew.
You
not
know,
that maybe from each place,
because
I don't want to say, you know, one over the other, but you know, a good beer, you know, 10 years ago, John, would you ever thought, hey, I'm gonna get a good beer from down in the middle of South Arkansas, much less Camden or El Dorado?
That's kind of funny, because I mean, 10 years ago, there wasn't that many breweries.
No.
I mean, we had, I actually looked this up today, I mean, according to Google, we had 10 breweries in the state in 2012.
That's when it was just starting to slightly
now we have
tip
50.
Yeah.
Well, but talking about their beers, what they've got, and you know this, just thinking about it, right now they're trying to establish themselves with their customer base in the smaller town, which isn't craft beer fools like a bunch of us, and they don't want all these IPAs and imperial stout. So most of the stuff that you see on their walls is Mexican lager and Kolsch's and a lot of nice, lighter-flavored beers, and they're all done really well. You know, it's harder to – well, I wouldn't say it's harder, but it's pretty hard to make a good Kolsch in a – they had a nice new Pilsner on at a
Native Dog. Yeah, because if there's any, as John knows, if there's any defect in those beers, you can't hide it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
You can take an IPA or something that's fruited or something, and you can put enough stuff in it that you can take an okay beer to a great beer, but something you can't put a lot of additives in, something that's
Pilsner,
really pure.
For example, or Kolsch.
There's no hiding that bad boy.
No, and those dominate both of their walls right now. But they're also that's what I was talking to Bobby about at Native Dog. He said, "I'm really seeing a change in the people that are coming in here now. They'll put an IPA on it, and it'll start to sell a little faster, and people start asking about it." So, you know, we said before, these small towns, you're kind of in charge of educating a lot of the people there about craft beer. And so I think as you grow in those kind of breweries, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. Every year, I think you see a change in people's palates and what they're preferring. Right now, they're both in that early stage. A lot of really good, nice, clean beers, though, and I love that kind of stuff.
Well,
so my favorite, though, I'm still going to say, is a big Imperial Stout that he's got at Native Dog. That was delicious there. And, I don't know which one's my favorite at Three Birds. I had two or three that I really liked. I can't remember the names of them.
You know, you say the lighter beers dominate the tap walls and stuff down there, but you know, with stuff going like that in there, it creates an atmosphere for people to come out and try them. Better restaurants come to town, and people's tastes change, and therefore they're going to, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you go to Camden. I can't think the restaurant scene down there was much other than maybe a Pizza Hut and a local diner maybe, and now you may have a little bit better food truck. I mean, I see both of those places are real active in having food trucks. Now, so therefore, you're getting some food that people are going out of the way to try. Same with the beer. Okay, well, they've always drank a light beer, a Pilsner, whatever. They don't want to try hoppy beer, but now they try it. And
I would be remiss not to mention Three Birds has a fantastic chef back there, and they're making some really good food now out of there. And also Native Dog told me they're going to put in some food there. I think the food trucks, in, especially in a small town, may be a little less reliable.
Yeah.
Because maybe they have to come from a longer way away. So the food was very high quality at Three Birds, and I would expect the same from Native Dog.
And I didn't even realize they had a restaurant in their place.
Yes, they had some good food. And downtown El Dorado, it's not the old, which came first, chicken or the egg. In that town, a bunch of restaurants and that downtown development, well, and they put in a big state. That all came before the brewery. So they actually came in after all that there, which is backwards of how it usually goes.
Yeah.
Downtown Camden was, I thought it was a little sleepy last time we went there. And this time when we went, there's a lot of murals on the walls. There were some restaurants
open. People were going down there.
On a Saturday afternoon, Yeah, it kind of seems like it really kind of started lighting that one off. Now, El Dorado was kind of the opposite. They were
working on their downtown before. There's money in El Dorado, so...
A little bit of oil money maybe still left over. I don't know. We read that story about the boom, just a fascinating story. Here I am. I sound like I'm just promoting El Dorado now, but it's an awesome little Arkansas town.
Well, here's the
town.
Point, though. You went down South Arkansas this weekend. It's fresh on your mind, and if I ask you this stuff in 3 weeks, you're going to be like, I don't know.
Not me, man. I'm going to remember this forever. No, it's a fun little town. We'll probably go back sometime. I mean, they got a cool little town. So
the good thing about it is if you – not only do they have – man – real quick here.
I talk a lot.
That first segment went quick. Not only are they getting, you know, nice restaurants or brewery, they actually have a heck of a music scene down there.
Yeah.
That find out when they're having concerts and go stay the weekend and go see a good show because they're bringing national headlining acts down there.
Yeah.
Go see a show, go visit the brewery and visit the restaurants and check them out. But all right, when we get back, we're going to get to John and Heather and find out why they're in studio. Anyway,
I've been wondering.
Yeah, me too. I just showed up and they were knocking at the door. So, anyway, you're listening to Tap Time here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Grilling and beer, a match made in heaven. Edwards Food Giant has all your meat and beer needs for your fall and tailgate cookouts. Edwards Food Giant offers certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and many varieties of house-made sausages. They also carry a huge selection of local and national craft beer, along with many varieties of domestic and import beer. Check out their Create a Six-Pack section to make your own variety six-pack of beer. So get your friends together, get those grills lit, and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs. Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and cannot remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on SoundCloud. Just go to SoundCloud and search 103.7 The Buzz and look for the Tap Time playlist. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on breweries and beers that the guys have discussed. Plus, you can get the most up-to-date information on what's going on with the Little Rock beer scene. Serving Arkansas since 1995, Fermentables has been supplying Arkansas with the equipment and ingredients to make your own beer, wine, and cheese. Come check out their home draft beer systems, hydroponic systems, and indoor plant lighting that keep your garden going all year. Serving home cheesemakers since 2003. Have you wanted to make your own beer or wine, but you don't know where to start? Let Fermentables expert staff guide you on your journey to making beer or wine. Fermentable staff has over 40 years of combined experience making beer and wine, and they have everything you need to get started. Come sign up for beer and wine making classes. They even have organic soil and fertilizer available. Gift certificates are available too. Fermentables and Homegrown Hobbies, Arkansas's largest and oldest supplier of home beer and wine making products, cheese making supplies, and specialty gardening center. Go visit it, 3915 Crutcher Street in North Little Rock, or visit their website at www.fermentables.com and like them on Facebook.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength.
Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
Wherever you are tonight, whatever you're going through, grab a long neck bottle or a big old pint and let's all have a few. 'Cause we're all in this together, to me it's all so clear.
Real quick, here, Scott, let me adjust some things. If I was in town this weekend, I think the weather's going to be great. I'd do a little bit of cooking out, but I've got to go to Fayetteville, which I'm going to try and hit a brewery. But if I was going to stay in town and cook out, you know where I'd go. I'd go up to our friends at Edwards Food Giant on Cantrell, Mississippi, and I'd probably pick me out a nice steak. I don't know. I might go with the Swift all-natural pork, find some pork chops. But you know what I'm including. I'm going to get the house-made sausages that they make there in-house, especially the jalapeno sausage. That's my favorite. If you guys have not bought any of the brats from Edwards, they make them all in-house. So they are excellent.
Sounds fantastic.
They are, because when I'm cooking a steak or whatever from them, I always get brats. That's my warm-up, you know, while I'm drinking beer before. That's what I'm casually eating, too. Not to mention they have a great local craft beer section in the store and have a fantastic selection of national craft beer and domestics and everything else. So go check our friends out at at Cantrell in Mississippi, our friends at Edwards Food Giant. All right. Man, that first segment went, like, quick. Yeah, let me see. All right, Heather, when you talk, you may have to talk. Let me hear you.
To the microphone.
Oh, that's awesome right there.
There you go.
That is awesome. So we got a couple guests. I do have some stuff I want to get to, just industry news. And one thing real quick before we get to you guys, Stone's Throw Brewing. I think we need to mention, thinking about those guys, since our last show, one of their founders, and if I butcher the last name, but I think it's Bradley McLaurin, had sadly passed away. He was one of their founding four founders, and you know, those guys over there, I saw Ian this week. Hadn't seen Theron or Sean in a few weeks, but just so you know, myself, probably Scott too, we're thinking about you guys and anything y'all need to, you know, I don't think this was a it wasn't a surprise, that from what I understand.
No, but yeah, just terrible.
But anyway,
terrible.
Hate that. Hate a local, you know, founding member or founding owner of a brewery here. But anyway, guys, we're thinking about you, and to his family, you know, we're thinking about you too. So
go by and show him some love. One of their
go have a beer
friends.
In Bradley's honor. So anyway, and really, go to any brewery and have a beer in his honor, you know. But try to get through it by Stone's Throw too. So anyway, also, real quick, we'll just mention it because their local dive bar that I'm pretty sure all four of us have been in. I think there is a memorial and fundraiser tonight at Pizza D's in honor of their doorman that tragically and senselessly got killed there at Pizza D's this past weekend.
Yeah, that just maddening, man. Just what's going on in this world? Yeah.
Go check those out tonight too. And you know,
hear that. I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, was. You know, I don't think everything's come out, but from what I understand, just a senseless someone trying to take a beer or drink outside the door.
He was doing his job.
Shooting
because essentially, it sounds like he was doing his job. Yeah, and just
yeah.
Now there's a GoFundMe page. I know. Go. You can go find that on Facebook, I'm sure, and do what you can to help those folks, man.
But yeah, that was senseless. All right, John, Heather, how are y'all doing? I mean,
well, after that news, I mean,
I'm great at segues into sad to happy news, in other news. John Lee, formerly of Rebel Kettle. Founder of Rebel Kettle. Makes still to this day, that even predates Rebel Kettle, one of the finest beers I've ever had.
Here we go. You know, I knew there was no way he was going to get his favorite beer that's ever existed, I think.
John, you're never going to be able to come to the studio and let me not talk that beer down. Your famous cucumber melon saison. And then my new friend, who Scott knows, Heather Parker Foster, so who is not shy to the beer business.
No,
she knows a beer too. So we'll put it at that. So what's up, guys and gentlemen?
First I want to say thank you all for having us in.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been over 2 years.
It has been a bit.
Yeah,
I've seen you a few times since then. But.
Yeah, I see Scott, but I don't get to see Bryce that often.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. I guess drum roll, please, because thank you.
If I had some.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So big news is I'm coming back to the beer world in Arkansas. And along with Heather and some fantastic investors, we're in the process of purchasing New Province Brewing in Rogers, Arkansas.
That's that's good news.
It's fantastic.
I almost feel like we need like some kind of horn or something.
I know.
Scott probably can do a great air horn, like literally air guitarist in the world. But I don't know about.
I've seen him play some mean air guitar.
He does. Usually
I can play some good air guitar.
Yeah. So what? Just tugging at you?
Absolutely. It's been tugging at me. I say that, you know.
It's been a few years.
It's been 2 years. I've been out, but I got to tell you, got some unfinished business, I suppose. It's time to come back and get some things done. And what a better place than Northwest Arkansas?
And I got to ask, you know, they have some great beers they're currently making, and this may even be, and if we say, myself or Scott, say anything you guys can't really talk about, just kind of give us the look, and we know not to, because I know we do have some things we can't say, but for the most part, you know, they do make some fantastic beers, but is the goal to come in and, like, continue improve these beers? And then John, you obviously, you're kind of a mad scientist when it comes to beers, and I don't want to say odd beers, but beers that people normally, you know, 10 years ago were, it was like a dream, you had never heard of, and some of the beers you've come up with throughout your career have turned into be some of the best beers ever produced here in Little Rock. So is that kind of the direction you guys are thinking, that New Providence?
I would say yes and no. I mean, the goal really isn't to change what they're doing. Maybe just,
well, there's a reason you guys wanted to invest in it and get it. Is it, I mean, if they were making terrible beers or doing something, that's the last.
The reason we want to invest in it is because they're making fantastic beers.
Yeah.
And Cort Castleberry there, the head brewer, I mean, he's doing a fantastic job, and I mean, we want him to continue to do that and give him every opportunity to do that and kind of continue to grow and expand on that. And that's really the goal.
Yeah.
It's just to, continue to build the business there and expand the footprint.
Can I get a commitment from you?
Here we go with the cucumber melon again.
I mean, yeah, we might be able to do something.
Okay, that's all. You know, as long as you ever come on this, I mean, if we're still doing this show 10 years from now, I'm still going to be like, John, I'm a little bit older, a little bit grayer, probably a little bit less hair. I'm still going to hit you up for that. So that now it's become kind of a running joke, I think. But, no, that beer actually is fantastic.
I love that beer.
Oh, I do too, man. I do too. So, Heather, let me ask you this, and how did you get involved with John? You know, obviously you, John, local beer guy, you're not too far off. It's not anything new to you, but how did you guys connect to say, hey, let's go get a bunch of money together and let's go purchase a brewery?
Being around the brewery business and knowing a little bit more about business and processes and what I do in my normal job, this opportunity really presented itself pretty firmly in the fall, and I'm a regulatory specialist, so I'm an auditor, so I'm used to the rules and the regulations. So
you sound like a perfect person to have in the back office.
Yes.
Every brewery
needs this guy.
Right there. Say, believe
you
me,
can
we
or can't
be as far
do this.
As we are right now without her.
Yeah.
So health and safety, you know, that type of stuff. So that's what I normally do in my job. I've done in the past. So it kind of fits in with knowing a little bit about the brewery business, knowing a little bit about the facility, the opportunities that we have, the great set of investors that we have that are super excited, even, you know, want to come can beer themselves because it's a hobby.
Well, you know what?
It's crazy.
And I just thought about this and not what I'm going to say, just because I thought about what this month is, and it's National Women's Month, if I'm not correct, for the month of March. And here we have another fantastic woman getting into a business that is kind of dominated by males. And I think that's great that we're getting more females in the beer business in the state of really in the brewery ownership in the state of Arkansas. So how convenient that here on the last day of March, where it is celebrating women this month, we get to announce that you're behind a brewery.
I am. I'm excited.
Yeah, we got your Liz Preston and Rose at Superior. Arkansas has got some powerful beer women,
Stone's Throw.
Megan, yeah, we,
you know,
getting it done.
The gals up at in Jonesboro that had that, you know,
I saw them the other day.
The two wives, the two husbands.
I'm going off again, but I saw them at Blade and Barrel the other day. They were sitting there having a beer, and I was like, "What? What are you doing down here?"
Yeah, you saw them in Jonesboro not too long ago, and now you're seeing them in your turf.
Yeah, I've been hitting their brewery about once a month when I go visit my mom up in Northeast Arkansas, and they are the only brewery around until the Truman Brewery gets open. I don't have an update on that. Neither did they. I think they're still old movie theater in Truman, and then last I heard they're still
as a couple of people that probably have had experiences getting a brewery up and going, that is not a speedy process.
No, and that the facility it had a slanted floor because it's a movie. They had their work cut out for it. I mean, but it's an amazing building.
Yeah, we stood up on the mezzanine there and looked down. I mean, it was obviously still under construction, and it'll be impressive, that's for sure.
But right now, there's Native Dog. I mean, Native Brew Works in Jonesboro. So I hit it every time I pass through, man. I'm not going to drive by a brewery. That'd be silly.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop at a brewery if I see one that's open.
I can't imagine you, Scott. Your car is probably similar to like a Tesla when you get in a Tesla, if you're going on a long trip, you plug in the destination and it says you can go here and go charge your car and then drive here and charge your car and then you get to your destination. Scott plugs his in his car and it has nothing to do with charging batteries. It's you will go by here to go to this brewery and then go by here to get this brewery and then you'll get to your destination. So perfect timing. I'm telling you, this is one of those nights, Scott. I feel like 2 hours wouldn't be as far as
we got to talk some more New Providence.
We got to talk New Providence. I've got a little bit of news that I sent you a link this week, a little bit of interesting, a win for Stone Brewing, but also a lawsuit that exposed something that might be a little concerning for them as well. But we'll get to that here in the third segment. And then maybe you walked by the Arkansas Times Craft Beer Festival the other night.
I did.
It's festival season again. So anyway, you're listening to Tap Time here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and cannot remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on SoundCloud. Just go to SoundCloud and search 103.7 The Buzz and look for the Tap Time playlist. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on breweries and beers that the guys have discussed. Plus, you can get the most up-to-date information on what's going on with the Little Rock beer scene. Grilling and beer, a match made in heaven. Edwards Food Giant has all your meat and beer needs for your fall and tailgate cookouts. Edwards Food Giant offers certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and many varieties of house-made sausages. They also carry a huge selection of local and national craft beer, along with many varieties of domestic and import beer. Check out their Create a Six-Pack section to make your own variety six-pack of beer. So get your friends together, get those grills lit, and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs. Serving Arkansas since 1995, Fermentables has been supplying Arkansas with the equipment and ingredients to make your own beer, wine, and cheese. Come check out their home draft beer systems, hydroponic systems, and indoor plant lighting that keep your garden going all year. Serving home cheesemakers since 2003. Have you wanted to make your own beer or wine, but you don't know where to start? Let Fermentables expert staff guide you on your journey to making beer or wine. Fermentables staff has over 40 years of combined experience making beer and wine, and they have everything you need to get started. Come sign up for beer and wine making classes. They even have organic soil and fertilizer available. Gift certificates are available too. Fermentables and Homegrown Hobbies, Arkansas's largest and oldest supplier of home beer and wine making products, cheese making supplies, and specialty gardening center. Go visit it, 3915 Crutcher Street in North Little Rock, or visit their website at www.fermentables.com and like them on Facebook.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength.
Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Making a new to-do list? Consider getting the house painted done with CertaPro Painters.
The professionals at CertaPro Painters are ready to transform every room from blah to beautiful, treating your walls to a colorful new coat of paint. They'll handle every detail, from prepping to painting, on time and on budget, so you can relax. Go to CertaPro.com for a free estimate and get started today. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
Great news, sports fans. Bentley Sportsbook from Southland Casino is the only online sportsbook live in Arkansas. Visit Bentley.com today to sign up and cash in on your up to $250 risk-free first bet. Bentley Online Sports Betting delivers easy action and real paydays. You can place bets on pro and amateur sports, including college basketball. At Bentley, BETLY.com, you can bet on all the local favorites and get paid in cash for your winners. Bring all the easy action home with Bentley Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and located in Arkansas to bet. Play responsibly. For help winning, call 800-522-4700.
Welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz. Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, here again are your hosts, Bryce Knoll and Scott Barton.
Broken strings and no guitars, rolling through life like a beat up car. I'm still running, but barely hanging on. And I'm okay with who I am. I'm the son of a better man. Said, don't you worry about life, just play your songs.
Well, all right, as we come back here, we got a treat. Not only do we get to see John tonight, he brought in a fantastic beer, but a 2012 version versus a 2022 version of Sierra Nevada Bigfoot.
Always one of the best barley wines out
barley
there.
Barley wines, man.
Every year. He also brought in a New Province Space Suit Sessionnaire. That's really nice.
I hadn't had that yet, so, I mean, I wanted to try it. I mean, it's funny, I haven't tried a lot of the New Province stuff yet.
He was asking me about it. I'm like, I've had all those. Let me tell you
about it. Hey, man.
I'm like, wait, I've got that in my
fridge. He's my go-to guy.
Well, this is, you know, we have, hopefully this, I've known, Scott, this isn't a, let's just say this, we've known about this for a while potentially, and I don't know if there was one guy more excited that he had heard rumors, had never confirmed it.
You would laugh at some of the rumors I heard. They had your name in them, but it was all kinds of crazy stuff. We were at the festival under the pavilion, the River Market Pavilion, which was 3 months ago maybe.
Yeah.
And stuff was, and all the things they were talking about, I was smiling and nodding, because I didn't know squat.
Well, you got to love rumors.
And some of these were like, I don't know, but that would be fun if what you're talking about, that would be crazy. And they were some weird things.
Hear about
Rebel Kettle
2,
I don't know, all kinds of stuff was
about
coming around.
2 months ago, somebody called me, one of my guys said, hey, I'm hearing a rumor. I'm like, okay, what is it? Are we buying a brewery? And I'm like, talking about the distributor I work for, it's like, we legally can't buy a brewery. And it's like, well, this store, and this is a major store in this market, is going, well, they're telling us we're buying a brewery. I'm like, I'm in meetings about five times a week, and I can tell you 110% we are not buying a brewery.
Ever.
Yeah,
like,
because
it's impossible.
There is a law called the three-tier system in the state of Arkansas that will never let us buy a brewery or a restaurant. We'll go below and above. And they're never. And it's amazing. They were like, well, they heard it from a reliable source. I'm like, I'm telling you. Like,
it can't happen.
It can't happen. Legally, it can't happen.
In every business, there's rumors and rumors and rumors. In the alcohol business, they're amplified quite a bit by the alcohol and the stories that become it, the festivals and et cetera. There's just crazy stuff going around.
Real quick, I want to mention some. Well, talking about festivals, Friday, I was listening to the commercials right before the break, and there was a betting commercial talking about a new online betting that now is legal for sports, and it made me think. Friday, I was down setting up at the Arkansas Times Craft Beer Festival. I didn't stay for it, but I was setting up.
I know you didn't, because I called.
I know. He's called me. He was like, hey, I'm going to a concert, but I want to go in and talk to a couple people.
Look, man, you know
and
I love craft beer.
Get him in. He
you
knew.
Know I love craft beer, but if Slipknot's in town on the same night,
I know.
I'm going to be
heavy metal, craft beer. Yeah. It's Scott. It's going to be a toss-up.
That didn't stop me from walking by and seeing if Bryce would let me in.
I had left a little before 5, but as I was leaving, Saracen Casino was pulling up, going, hey, they were setting up, and it just, that commercial reminded me. And think about this, 10 years ago, much less a casino in Pine Bluff, but a casino that's brewing their own beer in Pine Bluff. So I was going to mention that, kind of lead in.
It's on my list.
For a real quick. It's good. I've been down there. I've had a couple of their beers are okay, but had a couple of beers that were pretty good, and Mike also has helped helping them out a little bit.
That's cool.
But anyway, I wanted to mention that, you know, you got a casino now showing up at a beer festival with beer that they're making. Real quick, I want to get to something news-wise. Since got an article this week about, if you're not in the beer industry, it probably really doesn't matter, but trademarks. Stone Brewing had sued Coors, or SA, I guess it's Molson Coors here in the U.S. that owns Keystone. About years ago, they started putting Stone on their Keystone Light packages, and they sued and they won, and I think they got like $56 million, which was a lot.
$55 million or something.
But the overwhelming thing that this article was about was, because of this lawsuit, Stone had to basically open their books.
Yeah, they exposed.
And Stone is $400 million in debt. So while you hear $56 million that they just won, they're $400 million, and that payment is due like within a year and a half because they borrowed it from like a private equity firm. So for people out there that think, you know, you guys are buying a brewery, this is a brewery that's been in business for 20 plus years. It's not a small business. This is serious.
They've done some crazy things, though. Yes. I mean, you look at their, I don't know if they've got a business plan, but some of the things they've done, like buying that brewery in Germany,
thing,
probably not the best things in the world to probably do.
Yeah, they've done some very loose things. They needed somebody like Heather standing behind a Greg Cook
saying we can't regulate it. No,
what are you
that doesn't
doing,
fit,
man.
Yeah.
Because you could look from the outside and just see, and I've never run a business, but I could see some of the things they were doing. And I was like, what? Why would you?
Yeah.
And then,
but would you ever thought $400 million?
But I would never thought
debt?
No, because they're everywhere. Their marketing, I think, is outstanding. But I love Gargoyle, so I've always got Stone stuff laying around. But their beers are all really good, and they've had tap rooms opened all across the country and some in Europe. Sounds like, I mean, I would have never guessed when they exposed those finances. It was like, oh boy, there's a lesson for you.
$55 million or
don't
56,
open a brewery and say, hey, in 6 months, we're going to be in 48 states. No, open a brewery and say, we're going to be making great beer in this county.
Yeah.
And then maybe this part of the state, and then maybe the whole state. They went wild, man. Yeah. And, I mean,
I just saw it and I thought it was crazy.
I had a news bit I wanted to say because you made me think of it. I just want to throw it out there real quick and get back to them. Lost 40 hired our good friend, Courtney, from Lagunitas. I don't think we've talked about it on the air
because
it wasn't
a show.
And I think, and I love it, man. We love Courtney. She's been on here several times. Yeah. She was a wonderful rep.
And she
for
wants
Lagunitas
to come back. And here's what the funny thing she said. I saw her here a couple weeks ago because we sell Lost 40 here locally. So now I get to work with Courtney on almost a daily basis. And she was like, hey, I can't wait to come on. And I don't have to call anybody and ask them because when she worked for Lagunitas, she had to get it approved if she wanted. And I'm like, do they realize we have like 10 listeners? And
12 now.
Maybe
come on.
100.
Come on.
Maybe Scott's pot that puts out on his Twitter feed, maybe a couple hundred people that listened, you know, the day after. But I'm like, we're not like some top number one. Well, we are the number one rated beer show
in
on Thursday nights
in the history
from
of Arkansas
7 to 8
beer,
p.m.
Honestly, in the
so,
history of Arkansas
we
radio.
We can claim that. So.
But no, I think it's a wonderful move. We love her, and I'm glad to see her there at a brewery that we're very good friends with. And she'll bring a lot to them. And you know, I think it's just a great move. But anyway, I want to throw that out there. We were talking about the beer festival.
Courtney,
I saw her.
Courtney's great, and I think she's a great fit.
She's loved by everybody. I've never heard somebody that comes from a bar background who was running the Flying Saucer here and who worked at Bosco's, another former brewery, before she went to work, you know, for Lagunitas.
Yeah, she does great. Don't talk bad about Courtney in front of me. I'll Will Smith you, man. Yeah. I'll do it. Don't make me do it.
That was good.
Don't talk about her in front of us.
Do you think he had a beer or two that night to do that? I mean,
I don't know what he had.
It's amazing what Will Smith gets mad about and doesn't get mad about. if anybody out
he
there
punched
knows
an
what I'm
alien.
Talking about.
I saw him do it. He punched an alien coming out of his ship.
But anyway, so back to you guys. We this is how this show, Heather, works. We start a topic, and then next thing you know, we're talking about Will Smith punching somebody. That has nothing to do with beer. So what I guess what's next for you guys? I mean, I know officially you guys are still waiting on some paperwork. So
next is signing those papers.
Yeah.
That's what we're
and any day, any minute, any
I
week.
Had heard rumors that we might within the next 10 minutes of the show.
That would be cool.
It might, you know, happen. But so let's get back to Provident, New Providence. You guys are distributed here locally and statewide. What are things you guys, and some of these may not be what you want to talk about, but what are some things you guys hope to get accomplished maybe like in the first 6 months of you guys taking over?
6 months, baby. It may be a little far out for us right now, but I mean.
Or first 6 days.
Yeah, first 6 days sounds good. I mean, obviously, I mean, work with our crew, I mean, to produce
really
great
you're
beer.
Not
that's the goal for the first 6 days and probably the first month at least.
What is a testament to them, what I've gathered even in us talking, you guys really don't want to change much if anything at all, because
I mean, for myself, you know, I still got that creative side that I kind of like to feed, and so I may get up on the brew deck occasionally, but
yeah,
really that's Court's baby. I mean, yeah. I'm not, again, I don't want to take that from him.
Now
so.
Court's pretty awesome,
yeah,
too.
Well,
awesome.
And there's a reason you guys are once again doing this. Yeah, it's they're doing things you
so
like.
Any way we can assist them to kind of make better beer, or not better because they're already making great beer.
Just teaching to brew, you know. My cucumber like melon saison.
There may
for
be
God
some old
sakes,
recipes
make
to come
the man
out
of a cucumber melon. Get your homebrew equipment back.
I
gotta
get Court to make a saison. Then we'll just.
So you still have your homebrew equipment? Or
oh, I do. I have.
There you go.
Heather, literally, like from the very first time I tasted that to the every, it didn't matter beer festival. If I saw John out, I always mentioned, and it while it is one of my favorite beers. Oh wow, I had that turned down. Thanks, Damon. I didn't even realize that was. Going, but anyway,
it's a good thing you got Damon here.
Yeah, I know. I saw him giving me the break sign. While it's a joke, it is a fantastic beer. So when we come back, we'll just have a couple minutes and we can do whatever we want. So anyway, you're talking to Tap Time here, or you're listening to Tap Time here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and cannot remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on SoundCloud. Just go to SoundCloud and search 103.7 The Buzz and look for the Tap Time playlist. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on breweries and beers that the guys have discussed. Plus, you can get the most up-to-date information on what's going on with the Little Rock beer scene. Grilling and beer, a match made in heaven. Edwards Food Giant has all your meat and beer needs for your fall and tailgate cookouts. Edwards Food Giant offers certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and many varieties of house-made sausages. They also carry a huge selection of local and national craft beer, along with many varieties of domestic and import beer. Check out their Create a Six-Pack section to make your own variety six-pack of beer. So get your friends together, get those grills lit, and go buy any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs. Serving Arkansas since 1995, Fermentables has been supplying Arkansas with the equipment and ingredients to make your own beer, wine, and cheese. Come check out their home draft beer systems, hydroponic systems, and indoor plant lighting to keep your garden going all year. Serving home cheesemakers since 2003. Have you wanted to make your own beer or wine, but you don't know where to start? Let Fermentables expert staff guide you on your journey to making beer or wine. Fermentables staff has over 40 years of combined experience making beer and wine, and they have everything you need to get started. Come sign up for beer and wine making classes. They even have organic soil and fertilizer available. Gift certificates are available too. Fermentables and Homegrown Hobbies, Arkansas's largest and oldest supplier of home beer and wine making products, cheese making supplies, and specialty gardening center. Go visit it, 3915 Crutcher Street in North Little Rock, or visit their website at www.fermentables.com and like them on Facebook.
Big Red Stores believe in giving, and we believe in supporting the communities where we live and work. That's why every year in March, we raise funds for Arkansas Children's. We know there are a lot of good causes to give to, so we certainly appreciate you helping us out. In fact, with your help over the past few years, we've raised nearly $1 million for Arkansas Children's. So please, donate today at your local Big Red Store, giving whatever you can, and we'll make sure 100% of your donation goes to Arkansas Children's, including all sales this month of our big cookies. Donate to Arkansas Children's today at your local Big Red Store.
Hi, I'm Rick Pennington of Lyons Drug. We have great news. Generic Cialis is now available at a huge savings. We have Tadalafil, the FDA-approved generic of Cialis, in a 20-milligram tablet at a savings of up to 80%. We have the 5-milligram daily tablets for less than $3 a pill. Lyons Drug continues to be your go-to pharmacy for men's health. What are you waiting for? Call us today at 844-676-2247 or go to our website at lionsdrug.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
When I'm watching that bobber bobbing in the water, mercury's 103. One leads to two, silver turns to blue, you know what to do, beer me. On days or nights at Indian White Hill, anytime right about now. When I'm celebrating or I'm hydrating, when I'm up or when I'm down. Grab a can, fill a cup, twist the bottle.
All right, we are back here on Tap Time. We've got about 2.5 minutes, I think. Actually, about two at
lots
this point.
Lots of time.
Lots of time. Man, tonight's been fun. John, I got to say... anything else you guys want to get out about? Are y'all good for now? Because
I'm real good, and I'm just really excited to get back in it.
Well, and I'll say this. I want to have you guys, when we can, talk a little bit more, and we can do some stuff. And maybe you guys can get somebody, maybe Court can come down and maybe get them to Little Rock and have the guys on or whatever.
Sounds
have
like
you
a
guys
plan.
In. Again, when we can get a little bit more deep into it, and actually when you guys...
I can bring more beer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you brought plenty of beer, including...
Well, I meant more new
I got to say, I think you brought that beer just to tug on my heart a little bit to say, hey, Bryce, I know you work for somebody else, but look, here's a beer you guys sell, and I support you a little bit, you know.
Well, that was part of it. I knew you loved this, so I brought a 2012 Bourbon County Stout in here.
Yeah.
Bryce likes his Bourbon County Stout.
I do, man.
We're keeping the 2012 theme alive. 2012 was actually the year that I really started putting Rebel Kettle together, but this beer itself is a beer that Scott gave me, probably not shortly, we met. But
Yeah.
And so I've been hanging on to it a while. As I mentioned these guys earlier, all the beers that I keep really have some sentimental value, like, attached
well,
to
there's
them.
No.
So this is...
Look, there's no better way. A beer like that is not meant for you to sit at home by yourself
and drink.
I wouldn't
want to drink this whole thing.
That is a beer. That's a
beer is
that
social, man.
You
beer
drink
is
amongst
social.
Friends. Well, I got to tell you, John, it was. I know it's been a couple years since you've been in, since really you've even been in the industry.
Absolutely.
I know I can speak for myself and probably for Scott and probably most of any Arkansan that knows anything about beer. We couldn't be more excited that you're back in the game, as we could say. So I think there will be a lot of things, good things to come, even though you guys are taking over a place that already has good things to say. So, and Heather, I got to say, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Never met you before, but hopefully I'm going to run into you. And if I see you out and about now, you know me, I know you. We can talk like we're old buddies.
All right. That sounds great.
Scott, I know you're not going to be here in 2 weeks, so I got to figure out if I'm going to get a co-host. Because I know I can't do it by myself.
You want
I'm
me
not
to call in? I can call. That could get wild.
I'm going to see if I can get a co-host and still do a show. But,
And then we got three birds after that.
Yep.
And hopefully they're coming to town.
We'll have fun in New Orleans, man. I'm going to be jealous.
I will. You know I'm going to have a good time down there.
I'm going to be, if you see me in Fayetteville this weekend, say hi. Anyway, see you, buddy.
Cheers, y'all.
Right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Breaking news, information, big name guests, entertainment, and sports. It's all right here on 103.7 The Buzz.